You know, I don't hear it because I don't listen to it. So I'm just worried about the guys in this locker room, the 60-plus guys in this locker room, and I can't concern myself, and nor should any of us concern ourselves with what's going on outside of this locker room. Yeah, I can't say that yet. You know, there is a sense of urgency, and there needs to be. Listen, we're in a fight, and it's going to be a fight the rest of the season, as it is every year. And we can't just assume that we're going to be the Patriots and show up and have success. It doesn't work that way. So every one of us needs to heighten our sense of urgency. Every one of us needs to heighten our attention to detail in order for us to have the results that we want to have.
No, not at all.
Well, I think the case last week was Kansas City came out, played much better than we did. It wasn't a matter of us being overconfident or taking our preparation for granted. It was just a matter of them coming out and putting it on us pretty good. You know, I wouldn't put myself in that category. I appreciate Coach saying that, but Larry really was a pathfinder for guys like myself, and I really feel like I wouldn't have a job if it wasn't for a guy like Larry Izzo and the work that he was able to do, the career that he put together. And, you know, I'm just still working, still thankful to be here, still thankful to have an opportunity to play football, and just trying to continue to do what I can to help my team. But Larry, he really is one of the best to ever do it. And, you know, I appreciate the time I was able to spend with him during my rookie year, but I definitely wouldn't put myself in the same category as Larry Izzo. I think for me, I try to pass along some of the experience that I've had over the years to those young guys. I think there's no replacement for experience, and to be able to maybe help them learn something because of something that I went through is something that I try to do. So just being an open book, when guys want to come talk to me, I'm willing to spend the time with them. I think that's my job as a captain, as a leader on this team, is to try to help the guys around me become better players. And being an encourager, I believe that you should lead by encouraging guys, by building them up, and trying to make them better. I think you have to learn to play fast but under control, and that's something that Scott O'Brien has really worked with me on over the years. You know, I was always able to run okay coming out of college and get down in the area, but I didn't always know how to play under control and finish plays. So that's something that Scott and Joe Judge have really helped me with, and it's still something that I can improve upon. But it's definitely an art form. It's definitely something that I enjoy, continue to try to improve upon.
Is it a feel?
I guess it is sort of a feel thing. There are a lot of rules that we get, and I don't know if Scott would like me saying this. There are a lot of rules that we get, but sometimes when you get on the field, the rules get skewed a little bit, and things don't play out exactly the way you draw them up. So I just try to get out there and do what I can. And really, I have great players around me. I'm only as good as the guys around me. They allow me to get in position, and the good Lord allows me to get in position to kind of fall into play sometimes. I think that's when you do go to your rules and fundamentals, and we're taught to do certain things that I won't get into too much detail about that, but there's a plan there. There's a plan that we have, and sometimes that plan gets executed, sometimes it doesn't, but usually if we stick to the plan, things will go in our favor. It'd be great just to have it loud, have a lot of enthusiasm, have the fans behind us like they always are. We really need it. We need a boost emotionally, and I'm sure they'll be there to give it to us.